plug it into the top of a phone now. It's insane.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Amazing.
Chris Pice, head of music at Radio 1 and One Extra. It was kind of you versus Spotify there, you versus the world.
Well, we were definitely coming at it from different ends of the spectrum, for sure. Yeah, I mean, passion is what drives us at Radio 1, and Spotify very much presenting the other side of it. They're driven much more by data than we are, so interesting juxtaposition of views there.
I was looking around the room at some of the people. Obviously, they're working in radio right across Europe. You can see they were going white as a sheet at the thought of Spotify that can tailor a playlist, you know, to with an nth of a degree for someone who's running a little bit faster than they were yesterday on a workout. It's mind-boggling, really, what they can do. And is it a threat to radio?
No. I mean, we're doing different things. You know, radio is about curation and editorial and that trusted guide that you get from, you know, a presenter that you really love and that you really trust. Spotify is primarily consumption, so, you know, we're not really in competition with each other in the sense that we're both in the world of music discovery, which Spotify is, you know, it's a bit of a new thing for them. You know, we are in the same space, but you know, we've been doing it for 50 years, and we've got lots of experience going all the way back to John Peel. So I don't see them as massive competition yet.
Is that the key, though? You've got to have a bloke or a woman at the start and at the end of a record infusing about it. That's the key, really, isn't it?
Well, it's absolutely the glue that ties the music together. You know, think of your favourite music. Somebody probably told you about it, right? One of your best friends, somebody that you trust, knows your taste in music and understands that, you know, what kind of things you're going to like. And because it was recommended to you by a friend, you believe them. And that's a big part of why you like it. And that's what's so amazing about radio. Data's great, but it's not a relationship. Radio is a relationship.
You were talking before about radio stations becoming too homogenized and one following the other in terms of what records are being played. But it's not a modern thing. That's always been like that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's true that the music industry has been a hits-driven business. That's you know, 'twas ever thus. What's interesting, though, is it's actually got worse, not better, since the kind of the digital economy came around. So, you know, right now, 1% of the artists in the world deliver 77% of revenues, and that's gone up rather than down since in the streaming economy. So that long tail that we all heard so much about 15 years ago turned out to be a complete myth. We're getting fewer and fewer artists having bigger and bigger hits, and I'm not convinced that's healthy, and I think that we, especially as the BBC, have a duty to represent the 99% as well.
I mean, I remember, vaguely remember, I think it was John Peel playing the Hamster song, which went on to go top 10. Is that ever going to happen again? Like a DJ playing something and suddenly it goes top 10?
Yeah, well, it happens every day. I mean, you know, Radio 1 does this day in.
What I mean, the more oblique records, if you like. The Hamster song I picked because it was some hamsters singing.
Yeah, I can't comment on that particular song. I don't remember it, but yeah.
Do you think that Radio 1 and the BBC is more geared up than any other set of commercial radio or any other stations across the world for the future of radio?
I do. I think we're in really, really good shape. I think our listen, watch, share strategy is a really, really smart reflection of the myriad different ways that young people consume music content. 12 million listeners to FM, 3.5 million YouTube subscribers, 7.5 million social followers. You know, we're very, very focused on reflecting how our young audiences consume music.
Ask this of everybody, where do you see radio and yourself in 5 years' time?
Well, hopefully I'll still be at Radio 1 in 5 years' time, so hopefully I'm still going to be here doing my best to drive the agenda and keep passion high on it.
Well, by that, I mean, do you see your job changing to something completely different within 5 years?
That's a tough question. I mean, who'd have predicted what would have happened in the last 5 years? So who knows what's going to happen over the next 5 years? We're still going to have music in 5 years. People are still going to be making music in 5 years, and people are still going to be listening to music in 5 years. So I feel reasonably confident having that word in my title. Maybe I'll be looking after music on different platforms. Maybe the way that we consume music will be different, but we'll still be doing it, and we'll be doing it a lot.
Chris, thank you very much.
Cheers.